Authorities in Russia are now making public excerpts from secret files that were used against a man whose name still chills many who lived in the old Soviet Union, Lavrentiy Beria. Lavrentiy Beria was one of the top men surrounding Joseph Stalin. He oversaw the development of the Soviet Union's first atomic bomb. But he is better remembered as the man who ran the People's Commissariat of Internal Affairs, the political police force that administered the Soviet Union's elaborate system of labor and concentration camps that escorted millions to their deaths. Shortly after Stalin died in 1953, the Soviet Union's remaining collective of leaders came up with a plan to eliminate Lavrentiy Beria. They arrested him, developed a file of his crimes that filled nearly 50 volumes, and quickly convicted and executed him. Mark Kramer is director of the Harvard Project on Cold War Studies. He joins us from Cambridge. Thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you.
And you've seen the documents?
I have seen documents connected with Beria's trial. These particular items were shown only on Russian television. They showed what they alleged to be a list of women that Beria had raped or stalked. The reason they showed this on TV out of the blue is there was an audit going on in the archive in which the Beria trial materials are stored. And somehow the Russian press picked up that there were some materials that had been found to be missing. And in order to rebut the allegation that the Beria transcripts were missing, the main military prosecutor's office authorized Russian television to show brief glimpses of some of the materials. They came up with the nearly 50 volumes and showed that, in fact, they were still around.
Is it hard to know where Stalin's crimes stop and Beria's begin?
No. Clearly, the person who was in charge of things all during the Stalin era was Stalin himself. It's been interesting to see in documents how obsessively involved Stalin was in persecuting and killing people. But during World War II and in the lead-up to World War II, Stalin began carrying out mass deportations of nationalities. Those would include the entire Chechen nation, and the same occurred with about 8 or 10 other national groups. This involved millions of people. It was extremely bloody and cruel. And Beria was the one who oversaw much of that. But Beria has always been used as a scapegoat of a lot of what went on during the Stalin period.
What was Beria's interest in his crimes? Was he hoping to advance himself closer to Stalin, perhaps even above Stalin?
That's a good question. Clearly, whoever was in charge of the security apparatus during the Stalin era had to be willing to commit terrible crimes. But Beria was by no means the only one with blood on his hands. All of the top officials around Stalin who survived, including people like Nikita Khrushchev, Vyacheslav Molotov, Georgi Malenkov, Nikolai Bulganin, and others, they all had to be deeply involved in terrible crimes.
Hmm. Mr. Kramer, how eager are the Russian people to uncover this case and learn more about Beria?
There are certainly some groups in Russia who continue to this day to do extremely valuable work in trying to document the crimes of the Stalin era. There is an official commission that exists under Alexander Yakovlev, who was well known during the Gorbachev era. He was a member of the Politburo and later left the Communist Party. And Yakovlev, though now 80 years old, has been doing extremely admirable work in trying to release more documentation about that period. But there is surprisingly little interest in Russia, and that's true not only about Beria, but about much of the Soviet past. Mm-hmm. That, in fact, Yakovlev himself attested in January 2000 that when you look at some of these documents, it's frightening just to see how cruel people are. But when I realize that there are millions of people in Russia who are utterly indifferent to this information, it's even more frightening.
Mr. Kramer, thank you very much.
Thank you. Good to speak with you.
Mark Kramer directs the Harvard Project on Cold War Studies. He joined us from Cambridge.